possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rock with us on this Wednesday. Appreciate also hearing from Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans after cut down day. Some really insightful stuff about this team as we gear up for the 2025 season. All that's left, man, between us and that is practice. Mm-hmm. And then we are into week one here in about, what is that, 10 days, 11 days, something like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's happening.
It is indeed happening. Also, something else that's happening. The Astros just don't want to take the opportunity to extend that lead in the division now, do they? Not yet. As of right now, Yordan Alvarez did indeed get activated and everything. He was in the lineup playing in left field, playing baseball, baby. It was good. Before we get into the clear negatives of the situation, how did it feel to have Yordan back?
Oh, it was fantastic. And, you know, obviously not just seeing him. What do you have? Two walks and 0 for 2 otherwise.
Right.
But the impact was there. You could see it in his first at bat. You know, a guy that doesn't walk batters very often at all.
I think was that a four pitch walk?
It was a four pitch walk. Not wanting to mess. I think there's a runner on first base. Not wanting to mess with Yordan in that situation.
And just because Yordan's up to bat, you have a runner in scoring position straight like that
immediately. So the impact was felt of Yordan. Great to see him, etc. It was also one of those games. Well, let me ask you, was that a downer of a game, or are you just sort of shrugging your shoulders and saying, well, we'll get them next time?
No, that was a downer of a game. And that leads kind of to the question that I have, 713-572-4610. Why does it seem like this continues to happen with the Astros? It feels like, now, of course, it's 162 games, and maybe I'm just memory holding the instances where it doesn't happen and just kind of cherry picking instances, but it feels like more often than I feel comfortable with, the Astros are playing down to competition that it feels like they should definitely be above, especially in an instance where we're not talking nearly as much about injuries. You have some of these guys back. You have a lineup that looks pretty damn solid. You have one of your better pitchers on the mound in Hunter Brown, and then you have, you know, Hunter Brown having to deal with four unearned errors because of an error trying to turn to double play.
Two errors.
Then, oh, yeah, a couple of errors, that's right, that then turns into run scored, and then that puts him, kind of tilts him of sorts in a way that it was a little disconcerting also. That feels like, again, not just, oh, you had a bad game and the other team won. It felt like you very much played lesser than your typical capabilities and allowed a team that should not be with you on that field to really get a win and really a runaway win of sorts.
For me, it wasn't necessarily a downer of a game. It was almost, even though there were some definite downers, you know, that are alarming. The errors, a little sloppy out there, quiet bats, all these things that we've seen here and there. The opposing pitcher, yet another tomato can with a 7-point-something ERA, you know, shutting you down. So there were some downer elements. It wasn't so much that, as it was more for me like a feeling of resignation. Like every time we think, all right, they're onto something, or every time we think, well, they can't hit a lick, you can't it doesn't stay that way. This is going to be an up and down ride the rest of the way. And I guess in, you know, all to, you know, all encompassing, it might be considered a downer, especially when you did it against the Rockies. You know, there's only, is it 31 games left?
That sounds about, yeah. No, at 30 games because you're at 72.
Yesterday
60
was 31.
30 games left, and you still don't know what this team is. That's what it was. It was more of a feeling of resignation, like we're not going to know. We're not going to know. It's going to be like this the whole way.
Oh, you mean like identity-wise,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah.
this is a team that in theory should be able to hit, but at times during the season, some of that due to injury, they have not hit well. But some of that also, you can just say some of the big guys that should be big hitters were not swinging well. Christian Walker, one of those guys, he went 0-for-3 on the day. Yordan Alvarez had a rough stretch. Obviously, the injury to the hand is a large part of that. But you've had times where the offense should be good and it hasn't, or times where the offense has been really good. You've had times where your starting pitching has been really solid and it hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You've had, and of course, injuries factors in there. And then now you're dealing with the lower stretch of, you know, the bullpen in a time where it should be good. Yeah, that's probably part of it. Like, just there's been an inconsistency in identity to where, you know, going into a game, what you should expect from the Astros as a team altogether.
And also, you can't waste, again, 30 games left. You can't waste a Hunter Brown outing. Hell, you can't waste a Fromber outing, and we don't know what we're going to get from Fromber tonight.
Yeah, you know? That's – where's your – where? And I ask this question a lot. What's your confidence
resignation.
Level with Fromber? You're just resigned?
We're not going to know. Kind of like I said about the game last night and this offense and this team, we're just never going to know what to expect one night to the next, no matter the opponent, because that was the Rockies. But Fromber, we were on board, man. We were on board for a pretty good stretch there. Like, all right, no bad Fromber this year. And then Fromber hurts himself, you know, mentally and doesn't perform, you know, physically. And so it's almost like, tell me what I'm going to expect from Fromber. I can't tell you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I was kind of
talking to you
about this before the show. It feels like there's three. It's like if there was like a light switch of a three-way light switch of sorts. It feels like there's three modes for Fromber. And there's the middle mode, which is just where there's good Fromber, bad Fromber. We never know any day, and it could be either of those. And then it felt like we got to what I imagine is the higher level of that, which is Fromber is just on. I don't have to worry about where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that we were in that peak and that was kind of where we had gotten to. Over the last like four or five outings for him, I do wonder, is he in that middle mode or is he in what could be a worse mode that I think Sean Pendergast has talked about, where he has some sort of like senioritis where he sees the end of this time with the Astros? Because again, reminder, there's been no deal worked out for an extension for him and they haven't had conversations about it since we started the season. There was just no conversations.
Yeah.
Is he looking at it and he sees that final 30 games and he goes, or I mean, at that point, maybe what we say 40 some games. where he looks up and he goes, man, I'm seeing the end of this. Maybe all the trials and tribulations the team has. And does he is he mentally checked out? Because we know he's also, like, the mental portion of his game matters so much. Is he possibly in that bottom side where you're not going to have the possibility of good Fromber, where he's just dealing with, you know, the worst of it because of the mental side of it?
You know, I was gonna answer that with maybe subconsciously, because, you know, we all know how strong the subconscious mind is. But I don't think it's subconscious. I think it's consciously. Keep in mind, you know, he's the guy that complained about defensive alignments.
And he sure did.
And has shown frustration, you know, on the field in key moments. So it's not even like, yeah, maybe subconsciously he's kind of checked out. I don't know if it's checked out. That's the right term. But I think there's frustration that he's clearly showing, and it's affecting him. It's just flat out affecting him. And keep in mind, this stretch with the Rockies and then the Angels, after that you got the Rangers. You got the Yankees, Rangers, and Blue Jays. You're elevating the, you know, the standard of the opponent there.
Yeah, no, yeah. I guess that's fair, but yeah. You do have these games here. It just feels like they're not able to line things up.
No.
And this is a fair question to ask. Somebody said it feels like the Astros have a number of light switch players on the team in the way that I was describing Fromber.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those do you see at this? Because, I mean, Fromber is the clear one that I think of.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, some of these guys, it just feels like they've moved into some poor places, or Carlos Correa is on a 10-game hitting streak. Like, he is he's been good for you since he's come back, which is really good.
I don't know if Cam Smith is a light switch as much as a fatigue.
Yeah.
But
McCullers, I think he's just off. Like, I think that is just the light switch is off there.
Yeah, and then but maybe Christian Walker, maybe Yonner Diaz.
Are you good? Yeah. What happened there?
It just came out funny. I think that, but that reflects the team, you know, the hitting. And when you get a few of these guys, you know, not hitting at the same time, all of a sudden that's why the entire season becomes unpredictable.
Okay. Yeah. So the Astros have an opportunity today to maybe get a game, but it does feel like when we're talking about lining things up. Thankfully, the Seattle Mariners have decided to line up a lot of their losses with the Astros' losses as well. So still a game and a half. But, man, this felt like a great opportunity to maybe expand that, especially if the Mariners were going to drop games.
Yeah.
You dropped one yesterday as well in kind of a real frustrating fashion. And I don't know if it would have been more frustrating. I hadn't thought about it till this moment. If it was just like a genuine loss as opposed to where it felt like they really just were sloppy and they gave the game away. Of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one frustrates me more. All I know is I really would like to see a good Fromber game. Actually, let me ask you, would it change how you feel about Fromber headed down the stretch?
No.
That resignation you have?
No, not at this point. I mean, look, we're 132 games into the season, and we're still wondering after a year of wondering last year and a year of wondering the year before that. He can dial up dominance, but you can't predict it. You know, you can't. Every time he takes the mound, you're just wondering which one you're going to get. And I don't think that's going to change. We thought it did, but I don't think it is.
How much do you put that on Joe Espada? Because, I mean, when you talk about consistency in any sport, we typically go to the head coach or the manager about that. And we've given Joe Espada a lot of credit for steadying the ship in what was some really dark times with injuries. There's also been a lot of there's been some uneven performances. That I do wonder, is he capable of kind of steadying it, or is that beyond the pale of what a manager
Don't put much of this at all on a spot. I know fans will. It's human nature. Your team
gotta blame somebody about it.
Your team is it's the manager, you know. And I get it, and I've done it. But in this case, I wouldn't put a lot on a spot. You can go back to the injuries and everything that he's had to manage through that, and been able to do quite well. They're still in first place, and in this case. I think it's more the players are not having the years that we thought they would consistently, you know?
Yeah. Well,
is that on the manager? I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah. And it's been there's been so much variation that it's hard to isolate the variable to the manager, but I do have some frustration. I'm going to think more about it, like how much I bring it to Joe Espada here, because again, consistency is something that at least in some places would be helpful. To get you to that place. But I guess, hey, you got to remember that you're still at the number one spot in the AL West. And that means something considering all of the things that you've traversed. Real quick before we go, did you see that baseball released their 2026 schedule? It's kind of funny how this comes out. Most sports, you get done.
Baseball does a lot of weird stuff like that.
Draft in the middle of a season. And then obviously getting your schedule out for next season during this season. 2026 season for the Astros will open with the Angels, a 3-game set. before they get the Red Sox. It's a 7-game homestand to start the season. That feels like a good way to start, right? Like start. Do you prefer like the big matchup on opening day with like a really good team, or do you prefer what I imagine the Angels to be next year, which is not that great of a team?
I want the big matchups just as a fan. To me that makes the biggest difference in the world, just kind of getting the energy going, et cetera. But in terms of wins and losses, you know, having a chance to start quick. And look, we don't even know what this team's going to look like next year. I mean, like nothing hardly. You know, Altuve is going to be here. You know, but we don't know a whole lot about pitching staffs and aces and all that other than Hunter Brown. So I did like it being at home. They always play at home, it seems like, to start the season. But I'd much rather start with the – in terms of wins and losses – I don't care as much as the marquee. I want to see the big
starting at home. That feels like a little bit of deference to what has been a consistently good baseball team over the last decade, right? It's like that feels like
that and the weather in other cities.
Yeah,
you know.
Which funny enough, that's one of the oddities about the 2026 schedule: earliest opening day in MLB history, mm-hmm. In starting March 25th now, which technically which is 14 games before traditional opening day. With that being the
White
case,
White Sox don't want to start at home, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing I always think about is like for the first couple weeks of the season, at least, there's a few places that are miserable to play their first.
And that's why Houston, by and large, gets a lot of home games and dome stadiums.
Yeah, but I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you make anything about that? It feels like they might be trying to, and of course, creeping little by little, but are they trying to avoid football as well? Like, are we seeing more and more of the stratification of sports where leagues are trying further and further to not compete with football as they expand and expand?
Absolutely. This October, it's going to be hot and heavy, not just here, you know, across the NFL, and baseball is going to be competing with that 100%.
Yeah. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Frommer on the mound for your Astros as they try.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. I mean, yes, but also come on. As they try and get one back in a series versus the Rockies. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's the time where we get to our lunchtime confessions, and we will do that next.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.